Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Maine healthcare workers are seeking a resolution from the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, here we are, Matt, with another COVID-related case. This one, we've been fighting for these Maine healthcare workers that we've represented, seven of them actually, for years now. And we've asked the high court to take this case because they were originally, even though they were necessary in Maine during COVID, they got kicked to the curb.
Yeah, they did. And in fact, if you go to the early part of 2021, if you go back to the shots, the first one was Pfizer in mid-December of 2020. Then you had Moderna and Johnson & Johnson coming out in January, February of 2021.
So 5 years it's been going on.
So in early 2021, Governor Janet Mills referred to these healthcare workers as healthcare heroes. Many of those were going to work. There was a lot of uncertainty, a lot of confusion, a lot of fear that was propagated.
And granted, she needed these healthcare workers. I mean, Maine is basically a rural area, and you don't just, you know, run across the street to go to work.
It's well, in fact, in 2019, before COVID ever happened, we know that they had a shortage of healthcare workers, particularly nurses and others in the healthcare industry, because of the rural nature of Maine.
She brought in, the National Guard at one point, too, for that, didn't
she? That was later when she went against them. But what they did was they had a shortage of healthcare workers, and so they recruited healthcare workers from other states, gave them bonuses to come to Maine to fill in the vacancies. They already had a shortage of healthcare workers. Then COVID hit. Some healthcare workers, because of COVID, they just left the healthcare industry. And then many others, most of them actually stayed there. They continued to go to work every day. They did not know what they were encountering. And they went to work day after day after day. Many of them got COVID. They obviously did well. And so by early 2021, the governor called these people healthcare heroes, and they really were. They were going out there every day. Some people were locked down, they couldn't get out. These people were out there every day working with sick people. And they really were healthcare heroes. Then Joe Biden wanted to get a certain number of people vaccinated, quote unquote, with the COVID shot by the 4th of July. Remember that? He said that you'll be able to celebrate Independence Day if you get all these shots, and he wanted to get a certain percentage.
Well, all those pharmaceutical companies also wanted the dollars
and
that came with them.
And so he is pushing for a certain percentage by the 4th of July, and he miserably misses that because people are just saying no way.
No, our eyes
then
are open.
He starts doing the mandates, and he starts putting them on the healthcare workers in the federal government. And then in August 24, he mandates it for the military. And then the private sector gets on board, and the airlines do this for their airline workers. And then the healthcare industry gets on board. Why? Because they get pressure from the federal government that they have to get everybody with the COVID shot.
Well, they have quotas. They have, you know, they make a certain amount of money if they meet their quotas.
Yeah, they have to. And they were getting a lot of money by diagnosing people as having COVID, even though they didn't have COVID. They would get bonuses, so they were rolling in money from the federal government. And the federal government under Biden was pressuring them to get their employees all with the COVID shot so that his percentages could go up. So Maine, governor in Maine, Mills, pushed this issue of COVID shots on healthcare workers and then required the healthcare employers to get 100% of their employees, 100%, vaccinated with the COVID shot. And I say 100% minus those that had medical exclusions, which was very, very few, but no religious considerations.
So
despite the fact that Title VII requires that employers that have 15 or more employees respect the religious beliefs of their employees and try to accommodate them, which many of those could be accommodated because some of these, by the way, were remote workers. They didn't need to have any shot. There was no compelling reason to have them get shot. No matter what you thought of the shots, there was just no reason. They're staying at home. They're working remotely. Why would you force them to get a shot?
But they have a religious conviction because they're all made or tested with aborted fetal cells. So
yeah, and some of these have religious convictions because of that. Others just don't want to have any of these experimental shots in their body. And some of these, by the way, they saw by this time, by the fall of 2021, they had seen people come in from COVID. They had seen people come in from the shots. They saw people injured from these shots. Why would they want to inject something that's experimental that has aborted fetal cells associated with it in any way into their body? So they asked for a religious accommodation. Some of the employers wanted to give the religious accommodation. In fact, some of the employers in our case actually consistently gave religious accommodations until they were told not to, that if they gave a religious accommodation to any employee for a religious reason, then they would be fined daily and they could lose their business license and no longer be able to operate their business. So they forced them to get the shot or they terminated them. And this is where this lawsuit came about. And so in this particular case, we litigated on behalf of these healthcare workers. We lost in the district court. We appealed it to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals ruled in our favor, sent the case back down to the lower court. I remember during my argument on this case, one of the judges actually asked the attorney for the state, "You haven't read the Supreme Court opinion, obviously. Otherwise, you would not have filed this motion to dismiss." And at that point in time, I knew that we won the appeal. It goes back down, and the Court of Appeals allows us to engage in discovery and reverses the lower court. And that's when the state of Maine decided, okay, we're going to relax our mandate on COVID, because they didn't want to be held accountable by discovery. We were wanting to go after them and take discovery. So they relaxed it. They said, we're not going to mandate anymore. Then they went back to the court and said, now dismiss the case because it's moot, because we just repealed the mandate. They continued to defend the mandate. They didn't say that what they did was wrong or unconstitutional or that they would never return to that mandate. They just repealed it while they're continuing to defend their past actions. But then they're saying the case is moot, go away. And the lower court ultimately says it's moot. And we go up to the Court of Appeals and the court agrees that it's moot because the state of Maine rescinded its mandate, even though they continued, and I think this is very important, to defend the mandate. It's one thing to change your action and acknowledge that what you did before was wrong and against the Constitution. And by this time, there was already a number of cases that we actually had across the country, including the United States Supreme Court, that clearly already indicated that these actions were wrong, that these actions violated the First Amendment. So they should have done that. And they might have a better argument had they done that, that it is moot, that they've acknowledged that not only are they going to repeal their mandate, but they acknowledge that what they did in the past violated the First Amendment as evidenced by Supreme Court rulings, particularly in our case, the Harvest Rock Church case out of California. But they didn't do that. They continued to defend it. And the Court of Appeals affirmed that. So now we're asking the U.S. Supreme Court to get involved and review the case. So the questions before the court are whether a state that maintains a discriminatory statute that blocks employers from granting any religious accommodation from a specific vaccine, in direct conflict with Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, may escape constitutional review by simply repealing or rescinding the specific vaccine mandate, yet keeping the original discriminatory statute in place. That's a critically important issue. And the second question is whether a state that maintains a discriminatory system that compels vaccination, yet only rescinds one unlawful vaccine mandate after being required to undergo legal scrutiny, engages in a litigation-driven sham to escape overall review of its unconstitutional system.
You know, and it's encouraging, too, that Justice Gorsuch has kind of signaled that the high court should take this case when he wrote that this case presents an important constitutional question, a serious error and an irreparable injury, where many other states have adopted religious exemptions, Maine has chartered a different course. There, healthcare workers who have served on the front lines of a pandemic for the last 18 months are now being fired and their practices shuttered, all for adhering to their constitutionally protected religious beliefs. Their plight is worthy of our attention.
So pray for this case. It's a case involving healthcare workers out of Maine, and it's now pending before the United States Supreme Court. It's a critically important case to resolve this issue and hold Maine accountable. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.